Life, health, home, travel, and more. Life Matters, brought to you by Janice Hartley of Keefe Real Estate, your lakefront and lakes area real estate specialist. Mercy Health, a passion for making lives better. Braden Dental, two generations of dental care, downtown Lake Geneva.
Is the laugh button working?
Good, all right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Life Matters is on your radio, Lake 96.1.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the General Manager of the Wisconsin Broadcasters Station of the Year and award-winning talk show host from WLKG Lake 96.1, Nancy Douglas.
Welcome to Life Matters.
On this Sunday morning.
Beautiful.
I know. Good morning. How are you handling the fair? How are you holding up?
Oh, I'm good.
Good.
I don't know. What day is it?
Sunday, Life Matters Day, okay. But yep.
One more day. Two more days.
Today and tomorrow.
How'd you like that intro?
I loved the intro. I think it's great. And I love that that's our Don Rosen.
Yes, our very own Don Rosen. That's the intro that plays before either you or I, because you have one too, introduce the grandstand entertainment every night. So it's very nice of the fair to let us play that.
You're
over
introing.
And over. Right.
And you have your own intro.
So I can intro people. Right. Yeah. So yeah.
It sounds so cool.
It does.
Doesn't it though?
Awesome.
It sounds like it's just a huge, big production.
Ladies.
Which it is.
And gentlemen.
Yeah. It's awesome.
So, yeah.
Thank you, Don, for that voice of yours. Anyway, he's on 10 to 2 Monday through Friday. And he's been out at the fair as well.
Yeah, he's been live at the fair. He's having a great time.
I don't know if he's scheduled today or not, but
you know what? I have no idea.
I don't either. I have no clue. I don't think anybody does. We're just like, we just show up.
We all just show
up. Who can work today? But anyway, it's been
fun.
It has been a fun fair and also a fun show today.
We do have a fun show. We have the world famous Renee Wilgen.
Mm-hmm.
Hendricks Wilgen Insurance. Because it's fair week. So it's insurance. And you better have your umbrella. That's how we speak
right.
Down south, you know, in Indiana.
In Indiana. Insurance.
We're Amish.
I love that story.
My kids, they think we're Amish. Okay.
That's awesome.
And then we have Dr. Tony Sirakis. We call him Dr. Tony.
Doctor.
He's a pediatrician from Mercy Walworth, and he's wonderful. He's great with kids. He's just so nice, and he's sweet, and he's thoughtful, and he's got the perfect personality.
He does.
To be a pediatrician, you know, and so he's going to talk about things that are important right now with kids' health and things like that. So
Yes. He's
coming up next.
Waiting in the wings.
He's waiting in the wings in the green room that doesn't exist.
Which is awesome. Right here, coming up next with your station for summer fun, Lake 96.1.
Always excited when Doctors from Mercy come on the show, because it's so nice to be able to show the personalities of the doctors. And so this morning we have Dr. Sakaris here, and you are a pediatrician at Mercy Walworth.
Yes.
And we're going to talk to you a little bit about some of the things going on today with kids. School's starting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so you're seeing a few more things coming about because of kids being in school and parents and teachers noticing things. Talk to us a little bit about what you're seeing today as school starts with the patients.
Well, you know, aside from the traditional well-child visit and, you know, back-to-school physicals, what we are seeing a lot in the office right now would be those kids that have concerns not only from their parents but from the teachers, mm-hmm. especially from the previous year. And in this area particular, I have noticed that there's a lot of kids that are suffering from ADD, ADHD, and some mild behavioral issues. So being a pediatrician, me included, I am very comfortable in taking care of those kids.
Sure.
And as you know, probably everyone would know, not only ADHD but also behavioral issue has almost become a national epidemic.
Sure.
Not only because it's out there, but in my opinion, it can also be overly diagnosed. But mm-hmm.
And I was going to ask you about that.
Yes.
Because so many people want that crutch. And that's and what it is really lack of parenting sometimes and not, you know, necessarily an issue. So how do you explain that to someone?
Yes. So what we do at Mercy Health, not only myself, but my two other colleagues, we do meet the parents and the child initially for what we call an intake visit. And what we do is not only we do a thorough physical exam, but we also explain to the parents how we accurately diagnose this condition. And the standard of care right now from the American Academy of Pediatrics is that the child should meet certain strict criteria that they are truly ADD or have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And how do we screen for that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There are numerous screening techniques available, but the most widely used method of screening is what we call a Vanderbilt questionnaires.
Okay.
This comprise of standardized, validated questionnaires, you know, developed from University of Vanderbilt in Tennessee. The questionnaires have been out for many, many years, and it's a very simple screening method.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we hand these questionnaires not only for the parent to answer, but we would also ask one or two of the students' teachers to accomplish it, and so that not only the parents' point of view are being assessed, but also the teacher's
sure.
View as they see the child in the classroom.
Right.
Now, is this something new, this test, or has this been around for... I'm just trying to think back. One of my sons was diagnosed with ADD, and I'm just trying to think back if we did this test. Has this been around for a while? Or
it's been around for a while.
Okay.
I must say every pediatrician's group would have their own preference.
I see.
Oh, sure.
As far as screening and scoring the questionnaires. But the one thing that I would like to caution, you know, parents out there, is that a pediatrician should not immediately prescribe a stimulant medication, especially after just one visit, without an objective measure.
Right.
And this questionnaire that I was telling about is a very good, simple, validated measure to objectively see if the mm-hmm. patient meets the criteria or not. I will tell you a story. In my office, in my practice, let's say, for example, if there are 10 kids that would come to my office today for the same complaints, same concerns from the teachers or from the parents, I would only say about 4 or 5 would meet the criteria of attention deficit.
Really?
The other half would just be like what Nancy was saying, it's just a parenting issue,
right.
Or a normal, you know, 2-year-old being a 2-year-old, or a
right.
3-year-old being a 3-year-old.
Exactly.
I have, you know, it's funny because there's a you have to be very careful to draw that line, because I have a 3-year-old grandson who's been diagnosed on the autism spectrum. And sometimes I have to remind my daughter, you know, this is not that behavior. He's three. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the three-year-old's behavior. If you tell him no, he's going to throw a fit. If you take something away from him that he wants, he's going to throw a fit. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. So be very, very careful before you label this behavior to the doctors or his teachers or whatever as an autistic behavior, because it's not. He's three, and this was especially, you know, last year when he was two, and in the summertime, he was throwing some fits. I'm like, this is a two-year-old.
It's normal.
This is normal.
Yes.
I hate to tell you this, but these both of your children are going to do this, you know? And so there's a very fine line between, you know, using it as an excuse or a reason and actually having the disorder, because there's a lot of people. It's you can't be lazy about parenting.
Kids aren't perfect.
No.
Kids are going to throw fits, and you have to parent that accordingly and not label it, like you were saying, as ADD or ADHD, or sometimes it's behavioral.
The word is discipline.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right.
Right.
Yep. However, at Mercy Health, let's say, for example, if the child truly has ADD or ADHD, we are very comfortable in managing these kids and following them up as they mature. And along the way, we would advise the parents on how we would continue, and hopefully when they are more mature and they are more organized and they are able to control their impulses better, they would eventually be off the medication. The most common question that I will get from parents is that, you know, Dr. Tony, would my child be on this medicine for the rest of their life? And the answer is, most of the time, no.
Mm-hmm.
The usual scenario is when they start going to high school, not only, you know, they're more organized, they're more mature, they're more able to control their impulses. They are slowly weaned off from this stimulant medication.
You know, my daughter was diagnosed with ADD, not ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
Just, she was in no way hyper whatsoever. She was lazy. And so there was no hyperactivity to be seen.
Are you sure? Just no question about it.
There was no question about it. Make your bed. No. So, but what it was, what it did for us, that she was after the series of, and this was, she was in first or second grade, and after the series of tests and trying different things, that we put her on a low dose of medication. What it has to do is help the child establish patterns. You know, every night before we go to bed, face, teeth, hands, hair. Face, teeth, hands, hair. And now my other daughter is kind of OCD because of it. So anyway, because everybody had to follow the same rules. But it helped her establish those things so she would do them on instinct and not have to be told. And, you know, like, we had a second grade teacher that just didn't understand ADD at all. And she sent a note home and said, Lisa is forgetting her lunchbox. And, you know, she's got three or four lunch boxes here. She forgets it every day to bring it home. And I said, well, maybe could you help me out? And 5 minutes before the bell rings for them to get on the bus, could you say for the next 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, whatever, Lisa, grab your lunchbox. And I said, and then eventually she'll just have the instinct that you're going to say it, so she'll get it herself.
Right.
And she wrote me a note back that said, no, that's not my job.
Stop.
Yeah.
Well, so how did that end? What happened there?
I met the superintendent shortly after that. And the teachers had to, that following summer, do a two-day in-service learning how to deal with attention deficit throughout the township.
Well,
so oops, sorry.
But it
you
was
have to
needed.
Go to more school. Yeah, but she
needed.
Had no idea how. And remember, this was, you know,
30 years ago.
Sure.
And but that's what that's the important thing is, and that can replace that the structure mm-hmm. could replace the medicine, but it's parenting. It's
yes,
about the parenting.
Exactly, yeah. Right. And you hit it perfectly there. This kind of kids, they need not only structure but reminders mm-hmm. and routines.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Without that, the medicine will just be an adjunct to recovery. Mm-hmm. The parents also have to do their part to have a constant reminders
right.
and routine in their schedule so that...
Right. Repetitive,
right. In a good way.
Right, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, it was necessary in our house to have that. Well, and it turns out, after you go through it with your child, sometimes the parent realizes, oh
really?
Maybe that's
yes.
what my problem is.
Yes.
That may or may not have happened in my household. So it was good for all of us.
Yes.
Except that, like I said,
for a family, because if there is one child, if there is multiple children in the household that they're forgetting and things like that, sometimes the other kids...
It's disruptive.
It is very disruptive. Uh-huh. And so it does come back to
except
parenting.
That now, like I said, my other daughter is like, we have to... brush our teeth at 9 o'clock
yes.
at night, calm down. It's okay. It's like that routine is over. That was when you were in grade school.
Yeah.
It's okay. You're an adult now. So it just, but it, you're right. It was the structure of everything mm-hmm. that ultimately, and then she went into the military. You want to talk about structure?
Mm-hmm.
She's
right.
on it now, boy. She's
good
yeah.
for her.
So yeah, she's awesome. But that's what it was, Just having that routine, and that was fine with us because I was a single mom too, so it made mm-hmm. it much easier for me.
Yeah, it
so
does.
So we did everything, and it just takes that extra effort. It really does. What about beginning of school? Like you said, you have well child checks and things like that going on. Immunizations.
Exactly.
Touchy
yeah.
subject or no?
Very. I used to practice in Illinois and. Comparing local public schools here compared to the Illinois school,
mm-hmm.
I can see that some parents in this area still are very resistant to routine vaccination. I don't know why, but I would like to, remind parents to make sure that you bring your vaccine records to the office.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to emphasize that vaccines are safe. They are they save lives and mm-hmm. they are effective.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the fear from most parents are still this misconception that vaccine causes autism,
mm-hmm.
But that has already been debunked, mm-hmm. unproven,
and over and over,
over
again,
and over.
By the way, yeah.
Not only medically but scientifically. And I if there's one message that I would like to bring across is that immunization or vaccinations are safe. They save lives,
mm-hmm.
and we should be very, very vigilant not to let diseases that are devastating from the past mm-hmm. to come back and make a resurgence, like measles,
right.
polio.
So true. Oh, yes.
I am particularly glad, though, that... older kids, especially those that are heading to colleges and universities, I have not seen much resistance among parents when we encourage them to get the meningitis vaccine.
Sure.
If everybody would recall, like 3 to 4 years ago, there was a meningitis outbreak at UW-Madison.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want that to happen again. And meningitis is a very serious illness and something that we shouldn't play around. And mm-hmm. So the message is just get your vaccines, and especially heading into the colder months, get your flu shot.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Right.
We are talking with Dr. So I'm going to call you Dr. Tony, since is that what they get to call you?
No problem.
Aww,
yeah.
All the kids get to call you Dr. Tony. Yeah. That's okay, because I call my doctor over there Dr. Nick. So
yes.
So we're visiting with Dr. Tony over here with Mercy Walworth, pediatrician's office. And, you know, it's with the vaccinations, like I said, I have a grandson with autism, and he is vaccinated. My daughter even says that's not true. That's the vaccinations cause that. But and it just is sad because, you know, people believe that because of the media.
Right.
And
right. It just seems like sometimes it just doesn't die down.
Right.
Like it just needs to go away because, like Dr. was saying, it's not true. Like
right.
You do need your immunizations and your vaccinations.
And what you're doing, too, is putting your child at such a health risk.
Right.
Because if somebody brings it in, they might be vaccinated, and so maybe they get it, but their case isn't as serious. But your child gets it with no vaccination. And
oh, my goodness. I can't even imagine that.
The recovery is dangerous. And so it just is, I don't know. It's
well,
just a no-brainer.
Spreading it as
we
well.
We need to do
so,
it. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Protect all of the children that way. All of them. Absolutely all of them. Dr. Tony, how do we get in touch with you? We call Mercy Walworth because you're always accepting new patients, I take it?
Yes, yes,
awesome.
Absolutely. Our office is located at the lower level of the main hospital.
Okay.
We are open Monday to Friday, and as you said, all three of us are taking new patients, and we're on call 24/7.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you so very much. We will also have
a
link. Oh, gosh. No, we appreciate it. We also have a link to Dr. Tony's office on our website.
On our website.
On our webpage on Life Matters.
Oh, right.
At
yes.
Lake96.1.com. So you can get more information there. Thank you again so much for joining us. We so appreciate it when the doctors come on, because it's good to get to know you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up next, Renee Wilging, right here on Lake96.1. Back on Life Matters. This is always a silly morning when we have Renee Wilding that joins us.
Good morning.
I totally messed up your name too. Renee.
No, you
Wilding.
Give it that. You give it that cruel type of thing. You kind of made it fancy.
Yes, fancy and
it's,
sassy. And
it's a fancy name to me.
You
sassy. Brother.
How are you doing? Are we just kind of all just like kind of giggly and every from the fair?
I was going to say, it's fair time. No sleep.
Oh.
No,
yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
It's a dry fare. Perhaps we wouldn't be like this. No, just kidding.
No, it's just when you go home,
finish.
You
could
have
drink.
A glass of wine because you've had to deal with it all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's been a great fare so far. It's it always is.
It always is.
We have the best.
It's a busy time, and for everybody that works there and puts it on. And
it's not too hot this year, which is awesome.
No, right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, that's been great because we've had such a hot summer.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when it's hot at the fair, I mean, going around by the animals, it's just crazy.
It's even more stinky than usual.
Yeah, and the bugs are worse.
Animals you expect to smell a little bit, but people,
yeah.
Not
but
so
when
much.
It's like 95 degrees out and the humidity is 95, and you're in by the animals, it's just not pleasant.
It's just a little sticky and things like that. So, I'm so glad that you're able to join us this morning.
Thank
though.
You.
Yeah,
thank you.
I have a really important question for you.
Okay, let's go.
As Nancy was getting.
I'm sorry. People are just texting me. Just continue on.
It's fair time.
It's fair time. I've got responsibilities that I'm apparently not attending to at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
You just didn't turn off your sounder, your phone.
We should have Sunday morning blackout where nobody can text you.
Right.
I mean, don't you think?
If somebody heard the clown car noise.
Yeah.
That was
it's Nancy's phone. Anyway, all right. So I do have a serious question. My hubs and I, are moving.
Cool.
Can be if you don't have to pack and everything. But anyway, so we are. Don't want to deal with packing. But moving at the end of September, actually. And the new place that we are leasing requires, we have renter's insurance.
Okay.
But the renter or the person that we're leasing it from asked if we could get pet insurance. And what does that include? What does
my guess
how
is
do
they want?
This?
They don't want you to have pet insurance. They just want to make sure you have
liability
for the pet.
Okay.
Because what happens is, just because you own, say, the dog and the dog bites, you as the owner of the dog are going to be sued, but also the owner of the building.
I see.
Would get sued too because they allowed you to have the pet on premises.
Okay.
Okay. So what they're trying to do is, hey, making sure that your renter's policy will pick up the liability for that animal.
Okay.
Okay. So in most homeowners, and a renter's policy is a homeowner's product, you're going to automatically have that liability coverage. There's some situations where you may not if it's an exotic animal.
Okay.
So you don't have like a boa constrictor or anything like that, right?
I have a feather boa, but not a boa constrictor.
Has the feather boa ever bit anybody?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Well, about strangled somebody
okay,
at some
yeah,
point
but,
in time.
You know,
but.
So there's
not that we can talk about.
No
here.
Police incidences
family
related
show,
to
Renee.
That boa.
Oh my gosh. You're trying to get me in trouble.
I'm trying.
No. So no, we have two Chihuahuas and Oscar.
Tell us their names.
Oscar, Miss Pippi Jackpot Judge, Mr. Pretzel Pot Pie Judge, and Oscar Fair Dog.
Well, it's kind of interesting. They're all related to the whole fair, but if you think about that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
But I know that the two Chihuahuas, Miss Pippi and Mr. Pretzel, are two Chihuahuas. They're 13 years old. They're,
right.
Chihuahuas
are kind of getting to be a big deal with insurance companies. I mean, they're covered, but they are actually starting to be.
How so? Because in some states, isn't it pit bulls that you cannot actually. Isn't that included on?
There's a hit list of animals.
List.
There's a hit list for insurance companies for dogs. They really are. And it's usually like your pit bulls. Obviously, they're going to be on there. German Shepherds, Dobermans, Rottweilers, Chows.
Really?
Akitas.
Okay.
Those are any wolf,
some
wolf hybrids, that kind of stuff. And the reason being is.
So I can't get that pet wolf for my granddaughter.
No, you
they're
can't.
They're so cute, though.
I actually have a couple clients
wolves.
That have them. And we can write them. And there's a few companies out there, as long as there's no bite history, they don't care about the breed.
Okay.
And so I know, like, when I ask somebody about what kind of animal they have, give me the breed. And that's going to tell me what company I can go to. I know some companies don't tolerate them at all, you know, any of those hit breeds. And then other companies, as long as there's no bite history.
Which I don't. They
right.
don't have any. Yeah.
The thing,
yeah. Melody hasn't bitten anybody.
I have,
in
but.
Chihuahuas are actually starting. Yeah.
Have you seen these incisors?
Like, yeah, I ain't going after it. But Chihuahuas can be kind of mean and aggressive, especially when they're older. And they tend to.
Hers are just arrogant and foo-foo.
Have you seen the pictures on Facebook?
I have. I'm just
thinking.
They
wear clothes every day.
But some of them can get kind of.
No, they can.
Where they don't stop biting. So each of these dogs, they have. It's not that. This animal is more vicious than other. It's the damageability that these animals can cause. So pit bull could be the sweetest thing in the world. It bites, even justifiably bites. Obviously, it's got very powerful jaws, very powerful everything. The damageability is much greater for a pit bull than, say, a lab.
Sure.
With a softer
right.
one. Okay. When you're looking at, like, Chows and Akitas, they don't have the damageability by, like, the one bite, but they don't stop biting. They tend to bite first, ask questions later. They tend to be a little bit more nervous.
That's what I do.
Yeah. So that's why they're
on talking about Nancy.
Yeah, I know. And Chihuahuas are kind of starting to be that breed.
Really?
Where they're.
It's because they're aggravated because people keep putting clothes and sunglasses on them.
See, now I think it's the Napoleon complex because they're so little that they just feel like they have to be like all the time. You know what I mean? So they have that.
She is the boss at home. Miss Pippi is.
Yeah, they get a little. Like and Chihuahuas tend to be a little more territorial, you know, and
sure.
and so they tend to bite easy, you know.
That's...
So, but on a regular homeowner's policy, 99.9, you know, talk to your agent like we said before. You've got coverage for that, so we can just do a certificate of liability insurance for your for your landlord and prove that you do have liability for your pet on
and
there.
That's all good.
Yep, that's all. So there's some situations where. If there is a bite history, we have companies that we can do a pet exclusion.
How
on
expensive is that? Because I know renter's my renter's insurance, it's not that expensive.
Renter's insurance is inexpensive.
Yeah.
It's really not expensive at all because you're only insuring your contents. You're not in the liability. You're not insuring the building itself.
I mean, as far as, but if you do have a dog that is in one of those breeds that you do have to have a special, is
well,
can that
any of those breeds, I can, it's a regular, it's pretty much the same price.
Okay.
It's just I have to go to a specific company mm-hmm. that is totally okay with it. And that doesn't mean it's like a surplus lines type company. Okay. It's just it's a regular preferred company that just has maybe a different philosophy in their mm-hmm. underwriting. If your dog bites and now I have to go with a surplus lines policy where they'll actually exclude the dog, that's pretty much triple the premium that you're paying right now.
Okay.
So you're going to pay a hefty thing and they're not going to pick up the dog. So, and the reason being, in the state of Wisconsin, we have very strict laws on pet liability. And if a dog bites once, the insurance company pays out the claim. If the dog bites a second time, it pays out double.
Mm-hmm.
So even, and now the history of the biting follows the dog. So it's not like you can just give the dog to grandma. Or give the dog, because then that liability follows
wow.
grandma. And, you know, because
grandma always gets it, doesn't she?
You know, it just.
I'm sorry, grandma, my dog bit the kid down the street.
I know.
Will
yeah.
you take
but
it?
Yeah,
you
take it.
You
take, can you tell I've used these stories Jeez. So many times in the past 35 years that, you know when grandma
Poor
gets
grandma.
It or Aunt Gertie falls
oh
in your
my
house, you know?
Gosh. So, oh, my goodness.
Gertie.
Aunt Gertie, yeah. When Aunt Gertie slips and falls at your house, as long as she doesn't live there, liability is covered, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh,
I know. Can you?
You've heard it all and seen it all, I think.
No. It's so funny. Like, something will come in the door and you'll be like, 35 years of doing this and
it's the first
wow, something. That is the first time this has hit my desk.
Wow.
And you kind of go, huh, fun.
That like what? What's like, yeah, what's one of the most unusual, like, oh my gosh, like,
oh, John.
I haven't heard that one before.
We've insured some really weird things.
No, we talked about that a year ago.
We
with
did.
The weirdest things that you've insured.
Oh, we're talking about the serial killers that I've insured?
No, we talked, well, that, and we talked
Such
about
a lovely
the,
topic on Sunday
And we
morning.
Talked about the chest that you insured.
Oh, yeah.
And I said that my chest would cost 50 cents a year.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was exactly a year ago.
Oh, when we were talking about Lloyd's of London
Fair
and
Sunday.
What they put
yeah.
in.
Well, they, mine are insured, though. Because of breast cancer and the implants, they mm-hmm. are insured
through Lloyd's of London.
Yeah,
and most
really? Well, no, they come insured. Like they I have
they
my
come
own.
Insured.
They do.
Oh, the implants.
Yes,
themselves. Yeah, they insured. Yeah, they have. It's
yeah.
actually a warranty.
Yeah,
it's not insurance.
You're warranted.
I guess there is insurance on there too because the liability if they leak or bust or.
Am I lopsided?
If you're lopsided.
Get bigger.
If it shifts.
You know, I ran into the door the other day. Is that what happened? Like,
did you feel moisture? I don't know.
How do you know?
I know it's a concern
of
mine.
You should have asked the doctor.
It's a big concern.
Listen, now they have those new implants that if they're not put in correctly, they'll like flip inside out and you end up, they have to put them in. They're not like the gel type, like, you know, the wishy-wishy ones.
Okay.
They're kind of like a cone type where like if they don't get put in the right way, they'll all, don't you ever watch the doctors?
No.
Okay. No.
For this so, exact reason.
So it'll flip inside out if it's not put in the pocket correctly and it'll shift or all of a sudden like in your upper chest
and
above your breast.
And my boob's going to point off to the right?
It will, and they have to go back in there and fix it. I was like, what?
You've got a blue, like one blew one way, the other one is blowing the other way, or
I mean,
what?
I know. I'm like, then why would you just not opt to not have that one? Give me the wishy
Austin
ones.
Austin Powers with the shooting ones. Can you get those?
Oh my
How
Lord.
Would you even insure those?
Yeah, we don't insure
those. It's
them.
Like weapons.
This is such a credible program.
I know, isn't it, though?
It's an award-winning show.
We were talking more about insuring breasts and arms for, like, models and porn people, I guess. They have them insured, too. And then you have, like, the throwing arm of a baseball player. And I know.
Arms?
Yeah, you do. Like, Brett Favre had his arm insured for through
oh,
Lloyd's.
I suppose.
Yeah. Talk about somebody who can afford some insurance.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't pay for it.
Aaron Rodgers, right?
Oh,
about
I know. Yes. Yeah, four more years.
$100 jillion, I think that contract
was. $100 jillion.
It was $100 jillion.
I wonder how many zeros that would be.
That's like a lot.
A lot.
Can't even
yeah.
imagine.
Four more years.
Yes.
That's what it was,
Love
right?
it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost Huntley?
Mm.
I don't know,
Who
but
just
talking about sports, though, I do need to bring this up.
Oh, no.
I think it was a Jets player that he was traded, and he was on, I don't know if it was Jets, but he was on the team bus. He was traded. They stopped the bus, and they left it. They let him off.
Holy crap.
True story. Happened this last week.
Now I have to go home and ask my husband about this because they didn't, you know, my husband and my son, they just sit there and chat about this all day long. You know, I mean, they're just all
bring that story to the table. They're like, I know.
I didn't hear that. That's horrible.
They just, they stopped the bus and let him off.
Was there an Uber waiting for him to take him where he was going to go, or is it in a cornfield? Or
they didn't run over him with the bus. That's hysterical.
I know. Wouldn't that be awful, though?
You are the weakest link.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get off.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye-bye.
I'm trying to teach my grandson how to say bye, Felicia. He says it, too. Dominic?
That's perfect.
It is perfect.
So good.
He has no idea.
No, right?
And I'll say bye, Felicia.
That's the great thing, though, about Grant, because you can teach them what, you know.
I don't know. I don't have any. My kids aren't procreating.
Well. Oh, God.
They're.
Anyway. Back to school insurance.
Back to school insurance.
Oh, good question.
Insurance.
That's why we have to say it your way. Insurance.
Renee's got the giggles this morning. It's not just me.
Yeah. So what do you want to know? As far as like if they're going into a dorm, is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, let's remind everybody because.
So yeah, 10%. As long as you have a homeowner's product, 10% of your personal property will extend to any properties you own, occupy, or rent. Okay. So your student over there, even though this is now their home, it's really not. This is still a temporary housing for them. So 10% will extend over to their dorm. So now the kid, it's their second year and they're going off into an apartment. Now this is kind of going to bring up some questions. Are they going to live there year-round now? Are they working over the summer? If that's the case, then we're probably going to need to get a renter's policy form. But if, again, it's just temporary housing, just like a dorm, talk to your agent, but normally that 10% rule will apply for it too, so you won't have to worry about it. And that includes liability. So if something happens where the kids are being a little rowdy and somebody gets hurt
at college,
the liability does extend to. Intentional acts are not covered. So if they're intending to put harm on somebody, that's not going to be covered.
It should not be.
It should not be, right. The only time intentional acts are covered for a person is when the child is a minor. So if you have like your 6-year-old son goes to the neighbor's garage and starts putting paint all over the garage and all that kind of stuff, or burns a dumpling with matches, you know, we've had that happen. There, even though it isn't an intentional act, it actually is by that child. They're minors, so it doesn't count. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So there's ways around everything.
Wow.
Well,
that's interesting.
That is interesting.
Was that interesting?
It is.
So did you learn something?
For what? No.
Yeah. I'm glad that my kids aren't 6 years old playing with fire.
Yeah. So
that's what I learned.
But intentional acts are not covered.
But they get a trip to the fire department.
Wow. Right. Yeah. So if you hit somebody over the head with a baseball bat on purpose, it's not covered. If the bat goes flying out of your hand because you know didn't grip it strong enough and it hits somebody out in the stands, it's covered. If you know, but the only true intentional act that is covered would be the children if they're minors.
Okay, and what
be the children?
The children.
The children.
We didn't intend to have the children though. So how does that work?
Awesome.
They weren't intentional.
But it wasn't an intentional act.
<At all. laughs>
So for their whole entire life, it should be covered, right? Because they weren't intentional.
Exactly.
That's
a good point.
Right.
Hey, what about all the tornadoes in northern Wisconsin?
You know,
we're the one in. Tuesday, I think it was, we had 7 tornadoes in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, we had one up by the cabin. And
Really?
Yeah. So, but thank God everything is okay. But it was a little bit south of us. I guess it went from Baraboo over to Wapaka or Toma, that area. So it was right below us. So we just had some trees down and stuff. So, they're covered. I mean, we don't have, in Wisconsin, we don't have wind exclusions as far as like, if you have like a home down in Florida, when you write that home, the homeowner's policy excludes wind and it excludes flood, obviously, but depending on how far you are from the coast.
Mm-hmm.
Up here in Wisconsin, we don't have policies that exclude wind. So wind, even on a basic form policy, you know, your most simple basic form for a homeowner's or a dwelling policy or a property policy, you're going to have that wind coverage on there.
Good. Like, yeah. I mean, with those straight line winds sometimes are so
damaging. Yeah, the shears,
downdraft stuff or whatever. Yeah,
right.
What about the flooding that resulted?
Right.
No. The majority of that is not going to be covered. The only part of it that would be covered, unless you have a flood policy.
Which we learned a year ago.
Yep. Right. Yeah, you got to have that flood policy, and it's got to be... Again, flood has got to be surface water coming in, so it can't be coming up through your basement hole.
Mm-hmm.
It can't. It's got to be surface water coming in through the windows. It's got to affect two or more properties. So, which is not that bad when you're looking at the street is the city property, and then there's your property. That's two or more properties. So, okay. it doesn't have to be your neighbors and yours. And, you know, if you live on a farm or where there's acreage, it's got to affect an acre or more. When you can't affect two or more properties because you live on 100 acres, they have things to figure out. But the stuff in your basement, the only thing that's covered in your basement are your mechanicals on a flood policy. So unless you have a true walkout basement, that you can walk out without going upstairs, mm-hmm. that is considered a basement. And so the only thing covered for damage in your basement, not your man cave and all that kind of stuff, it's, your furnace, hot water heater. You can buy coverage for washer and dryer and freezer, that kind of stuff down there. But other than that, that's what you're going to get.
Wow.
For coverage.
So sometimes it's good to have things on the main level. If you're able to.
Yeah. I mean, we have, our basement is finished mm-hmm. downstairs, and it's we just know it's not covered for flood.
Right. Exactly.
But you can buy back some of that sewer backup coverage. So if it is coming through that hole in your basement or mm-hmm. through the toilets, because the saturation of the street sewers and stuff cannot handle it and it's going to come through, you can buy back that coverage. And a lot of companies now are coming up with giving you as much coverage as that you have on your dwelling coverage.
Oh, okay.
So they're starting to increase that. Obviously, it costs some money, but usually you're looking at like maybe $5,000 worth of coverage. If it's not included in the policy, because some of the preferred policies is included, it'll cost you about $40 a year.
Oh, wow.
That's so inexpensive.
Rates are so much less expensive than I think people anticipate.
Compared to Illinois here in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're way lower. I mean, we write in Illinois, too. But here in Wisconsin, it used to be, though, like a $100,000 home, I could say $200, right. 30 years ago. So people don't really believe that the rates are all that much lower. I think with a factor in property is it's very credit-based or insurance score-based.
Sure.
And so if your insurance score, credit score is lower, you're going to pay a lot more money in your property insurance than you are if it's over 700.
Can I tell you that I do not know the first thing? I would just have to call you.
About what?
To file a claim.
Oh, that's what you're supposed to do.
I know. But, I haven't. The only time I've ever had any kind of insurance claim, some other lady hit me. Mm-hmm. It wasn't my insurance claim. Mm-hmm. Literally. Pulled it, turned left in front of me. I was going straight, took right. the front corner of my car off. And that was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
I haven't had,
same
you would,
here.
You would have
you're
to do it for
to.
Me because I have no idea.
You're not supposed
to
know.
Health if you, insurance.
If you knew how to do it, that would be an issue. Because that means you've made way too many claims.
That's what I'm saying. No clue.
If somebody say somebody hits you and it's their fault and you want to go through their insurance company, I know there's a lot of agencies that will just say, well, call. You have to go through theirs because we can't handle it. That I really don't agree with that. I just feel that you need to call me. Mm-hmm. And I can help you through it because you're not supposed to know how to do this. I do this all day long, so I can help you. Maybe I can't follow up on the claim and all that kind of stuff, but I can kind of get the ball rolling.
Or you can,
and
certainly I can still answer questions.
Sure.
Should I talk to this?
But you don't blow them off. You don't blow
right.
them off and say, "Hey, you're not going through my company, so it doesn't matter." This. That's why you have an agent.
Yeah.
Same with if you have something happen, and you're not sure if you're going to make a claim or not, call me. First thing I'm going to do is, why don't you get an estimate? Get an estimate and we'll see what the damages are. Okay, minus your deductible. This is what it might do to your rates. Now we can, both of us can sit down and we can make an educated decision on, should we even file the claim? If you're only going to get $100 out of it.
Right. Because they think that you're just going to be a big narc.
Yeah.
Call the insurance company and say, hey, jack their rates.
I don't want to report it to the insurance company unless you're actually going to get a payout for it. Because you don't want to report it to the insurance company directly. Then all of a sudden find out you're only going to get $100 out of it and close it out. Well, that claim is still there.
Mm-hmm.
It's closed, zero payout. But the other companies, if I'm trying to shop you to another company, they're looking at going, well, there was you thought about making a claim.
It's in your permanent record.
It's in your permanent record. So, yeah. So I'd rather you call me.
Smoking in the bathroom.
Yes. Whatever happens with those permanent records back in the 70s, did they just throw them away? Because there was no internet or there was no,
There's no permanent records. That's just how your parents and teachers threatened you.
They did. Darn it all.
Really? The permanent record? It's right up here.
Yes.
That's why I was a good girl in school. Because I was so afraid I was going to go on my permanent record.
That's why she's a bad girl now.
Now I just don't care.
I'm in my 50s. I got to tell you that once I turn 50.
Yeah, and once you get in your 50s, it's like, really?
Isn't that the truth, though?
No. Just really whatever. Take me as you want. Man. I know. I don't care. Right. Whatever.
I have a new slogan, but I can't say it today.
No, she's not allowed to say it on the air at all, ever.
Would you get beat?
Ever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, then I need to hear it after?
Yeah.
Probably so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You'll
and
probably
it's almost
want to adopt
after.
It.
So yeah. How do we get in touch with you? Because we will have questions.
You can give me a call at 262-742-4029.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Thanks, Renee.
Sure.
Thanks.
See you later on at the fair today.
Oh, yeah. Always. Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Parking cars.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it's fun.
Just keep smiling, Renee.
Okay. Yeah.
Coming up next,
Don't even get me started.
It's going to be a good one.
It really is.
I have a travel. I traveled
can't wait.
Last week, so you know I always bring stories back from that.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Right here on Lake 96.1, we'll be right back. And now for another edition of
Don't Even Get Me Started. There's so much.
There's
so much to talk about this week and some other things that we've encountered along the way. But I have a feeling we should save some of this for next week.
Yeah.
And we'll explain that another time next week. What do you have about you're talking about something about traveling.
Okay. So my daughter and I made a quick trip last week to Florida to see my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And we took all four grandkids. Okay, now I have grandkids. They're 11, 6, going on 20.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and 11 going on 30, by the way.
Yes, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, 3 and 6 months old. Okay, so they're 6 months, 3, 6, and 11. They're very well behaved. They've been traveling to this particular trip, especially since basically the moment they were born, mm-hmm. all their lives, at least twice a year, if not. They're very good travelers, all of them, including the 6 month old. Well, because she's perfect. I mean,
right.
Let's face it.
Exactly.
So,
so cute.
They live, my parents live in the Villages.
Okay.
And it's about an hour northwest of Orlando. So we fly into Orlando, mm-hmm. obviously, and we drive to their house. Can I just tell you that if you're going to fly to Orlando and you don't want to sit amongst children, fly somewhere else. I don't know if you live under a rock and you don't realize that this little theme park called Disney World.
Oh, that's where that is.
Is down there?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah. Logan, who's 6, is sitting behind this lady. And he knows the routine at this point. Don't mess around with the tray because it shakes the seat in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't kick the seat in front of you. Don't mess around.
Right. And he's old enough to understand that.
He's old enough to know that he's going to get in trouble if he doesn't.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So, you know, it probably happened a couple of times just because he is 6
because
and he's clumsy
6.
And whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this girl that was sitting in the seat in front of him.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
Kept
giving me the look, like, you know, control like this kid. He's just sitting there. He wasn't even doing anything. Like, he was just, but she just had to be looking around and, you know, like giving us the eye, like, are you going to keep all these kids quiet? And you know what I mean?
How
I mean,
rude.
It was
unbelievably rude. And especially,
you're on a flight to Orlando, lady.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be children. You don't want to sit around children. Bump your ticket up,
mm-hmm.
okay? And go up there and sit in the select seating
right.
or first class or wherever you need to sit. But and we weren't the only people with children.
Oh,
we
no.
just happened to be in the row behind her.
Oh, how old was she?
Probably,
I mean, younger,
mid-30s, maybe.
No kidding.
She wasn't younger because younger would have just not cared.
Yeah, that's true.
She was
oh,
a snot.
How awful.
And I just kept giving her the look like, got a problem?
Didn't you kind of just want to like start kicking her yourself? Like, it's not my grandson. It's me.
Right. I know. Trade seats.
Oh, whoops. Sorry.
Sorry. I slammed my tray back up into your seat.
I have a twitch.
Boom. But
sorry, did I hit your head?
I'll raise the windows, the window shade up and down and up and down and up and down.
Yeah, just start playing with things.
Right.
Oh,
but it's like
that
seriously.
Is so, yeah.
So we're getting off the plane And the people behind us, we're getting everybody and, you know, sending them down the aisle. And the people behind us, when they got off the plane and we were in the jetway, because we gate checked two strollers. So this is me and Katie.
Oh,
we have
my gosh.
Four kids, two checked bags. Everybody has a carry-on, two strollers, and two car seats.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. By this time, you seriously
wheels.
Are, oh, wow.
Wheels. Just
oh, man.
Whoever invented the wheel.
This is true.
Trust me. That's, mm-hmm. yeah. So, but the people behind us, when we were on the jetway and they were coming off and we were waiting for the gate check strollers,
yeah.
They were like, those kids, you guys do so well with those kids. They are so well behaved because they didn't do any, you know.
Yeah.
Because Julie wants just nothing but to play with the baby.
Sure.
And so the baby's
yeah.
handled. And then Dominic, the 3-year-old, and Logan, the 6-year-old, are like best friends. And so they are perfectly
so
fine
sweet.
Together. And really, and it's me and Katie that's the problem.
That's the problem.
So, yeah. But just I'm just here to say that if you are going to Orlando mm-hmm. and you do not want to sit amongst children, first class it, okay? Because I'm not going to pay first class for the kids.
Right.
Nobody is.
No, no.
And but don't give moms and dads the look.
The look.
Okay? That's rude, and it's not going to help anything. It's mm-hmm. just going to make mom and dad
it's
mad
gonna
at
aggravate,
you.
Right. It's just going to aggravate the whole situation.
Right. And
completely.
I'm likely next time to start throwing Cheerios in your lap. I'm just saying.
I would agree. I would agree. That's a good don't even get me started.
It's just, come on.
I know.
You're going to Disney World, man.
No
kidding. The plane
is
not going to be quiet no matter what hour you fly.
Yeah. And I mean, first of all, they jam you in the airplanes. And I don't know what flight you took.
This was a flight that was at, we left the airport in Indianapolis mm-hmm. at 6:15 in the morning. Okay.
All right.
This was not, and it wasn't a full flight.
So
she could have moved.
She could have moved. That even makes it worse. Oh. Wow. She's got some life lessons to learn.
Mm-hmm. Clearly, she doesn't have any kids.
No, clearly not.
But they were perfectly awesome, and she was just being a...
She was just...
Yeah, no.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have?
Oh, I have... You know what? I have a couple things here. Just really quickly, I'm just going to mention this PETA deal in Maine. They're trying to get officials to build a gravestone in memory of lobsters who died in a truck crash along a highway. That
like all the little crosses?
Yeah, thousands of lobsters. Yeah.
Along the highway?
Out to a highway. In memory
are
of the gonna lobsters.
Are they going to make them out of like popsicle sticks?
It's
because
so
lobsters
ridiculous.
Are little.
Look, they want a huge, like a tombstone. As a marker, in memory of all of the lobsters who suffered and died at this spot, try vegan PETA. Like, maybe those lobsters are okay with it. Like, they're fine. They didn't know.
Free the animal cookies.
Yep. Once again, yes. You can listen
wow.
to last week's.
Listen,
don't even get me started.
We must
with that.
Be doing really well with the ethical treatment of animals if the only thing that we're protecting are animal crackers and dead lobsters. That,
exactly.
Just,
yes,
you know,
you're right. You're
like,
right.
We must be doing
There's
really well if that's
else.
All the time they have.
There's nothing right. else. Then I'm going to move along really quickly to this homeless man. You might remember this coming out of New Jersey. It was last October. He gave a stranded motorist, Kate McClure, $20, his last $20 out of his pocket, like I said, he's homeless, for gas. She had run out of gas. And she was so grateful that her and her boyfriend raised $400,000 to help him out, okay, like with a GoFundMe,
right.
whatever it is. So this story went viral last October. Well, they gave him $200,000 of it. And I want to say that's what they gave him. They gave him some money, and they withheld the rest of it because of his drug usage. Like, he was trying to, they wanted to help him get clean and kind of jumpstart his life off the street.
Okay.
And he is having issues with that, with drugs, and they're withholding him. They're withholding the money. So
why don't they use it to pay for rehab?
Well, they went to court. And the judge ruled...
Well, because now he's got $250,000 he can pay for a lawyer.
Yeah. The judge ruled the couple needs to provide a full accounting of where the money has gone. They also said that they spent it until the remaining money needs to be turned over to the homeless legals team and kept in a trust. So that's my don't even get me started.
You raise money and then you don't give it to them.
Don't give it to him, and they might have used it in their own favor.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that
so
awful?
How ticked and off as a donor are you?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. All of the people that donated, this guy, this homeless man, $20, his last $20 gas, wonderful gesture. And yeah. So that's my don't even
and
get
they
me started.
They withheld
God. It.
And spent
he
it.
He did get some, but yeah. And then they're kind of wondering where the rest of it went as well. But they're saying, well, we're withholding it because we want him to get help.
Give it to the lawyers.
Yep, give it to lawyers, and they'll
spend
it.
Right. That'll help.
Oh, our don't even get me started today.
You know, my brother's a lawyer, and my dad sends him lawyer jokes every day.
Oh, that's
my
awesome.
My dad hates lawyers. Every
so
day.
Funny. So
my
great.
Dad had some legal stuff to do on the computer. He asked me to do it.
He How said, does your brother feel about that?
He said, like, I said, why didn't you have my brother? Why didn't you have Alan do it? Oh, he'll just foreclose on the house. I don't think he can do that, Dad.
Yeah. More about on that subject, I think next week, maybe.
Oh, on dads. Yeah,
next week we'll be doing that. But we'll see you at the fair today.
Yes.
Yeah.
We
absolutely.
Will be there all day. Yeah. As soon as we leave here, that's where we go.
That's where we're headed. So yeah. We hope to see you at our very, very cool home away from home.
I know. I almost slept there
buildings.
The other night.
Well, it's so fun with the lights. We have ambiance.
We do.
It's great.
We do.
Yeah.
It's country nights, mm-hmm. carnival lights.
Yep. Who's playing Newsboys on tonight?
It's country lights, Christmas. It's country Christmas. Nights, Christmas lights in our booth. But I digress.
It's not too far away.
It's whatever.
I have started shopping. Have you? There's
Shut
great shopping at the
up. I gotta
and
go.
There we go. We'll see you out at this 169th Walworth County Fair. Everybody have a great Sunday. More music coming up next with your station for summer fun, Lake 96.1.